The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Chalene Johnson.
My name is Chalene Johnson. I am a New York Times bestselling author. I'm the creator of the Smart Success Academy, the Marketing Impact Academy. I have done many fitness infomercials, including one that's on TV right now called Pio. If you wake up really, really early, or if you stay up really, really late, you'll see it on TV. I've built and sold about $3 million-plus companies with my husband, Brett. And so I know a thing or two about business. I've been starting and operating businesses. Well, the first business I officially started was when I was 18 years old, but I was doing business by the age of 15. What I want to do is give you a really quick, very succinct tip. And here's the deal. I'm not just going to give you the tip. I'm going to do one better than that. I'm going to give you an app that's going to make sure, that's going to ensure that you never forget this. And that's really important, because aren't there so many times where you hear something and you're like, I know that. I just forget. I forget to do it. Or it only takes a second, or it only takes a couple of minutes, but I always forget because there's so many other things to keep track of. I know the answer is yes. So what I want you to do is write this down, okay? Ifthisthenthat.com. Ifthisthenthat.com. Got it? Ifthisthenthat.com. I-F-T-T-T. 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 Okay. Now, here's what you're going to do. When you go to that website, it's also an app that you can download. I want you to download the app, but I want you to explore this first on your desktop, because it's one of those apps that has so many powers, so many options, that it becomes very overwhelming and you'll be like, oh, this is going to take me too long to figure out. Not you, because you were here with me and I'm going to tell you the very first recipe that you're going to create. Now, the concept is, if this happens, then that happens. That's the concept. So here's the recipe that you're going to set. You're going to say, if this, and what the this for you is going to be an hour of the day when you're free for about 20 minutes to send off a couple of quick text messages. For me, that hour of the day is around 10 a.m. That's usually when I'm getting ready after a workout, and it's a good time for me to send off a couple of quick text messages. So I set up this recipe on if this, then that, ifttt.com. If it is 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, then I select, you'll see all these things you can select. You'll say if, and then you could select a social media platform. You can select a text messaging. You can select time of day. I select the calendar icon and I say, if calendar icon every weekday at 10 a.m. When it is 10 a.m., then that will happen. And the that is, I set it up to send me a text message reminder to think of three people who I can help. Three business associates, three friends, three people perhaps that I'm mentoring, or three people, just anyone who comes to mind. And I get this text message. Now, should I know to do this myself? Of course I should know to do this myself, but I don't remember to do it every day. I do, however, when I get the text message. Now, if it were to be an email reminder, you know I wouldn't look at that. You wouldn't look at it either. If it were to be a reminder on my calendar, I wouldn't look at that either. But y'all, we don't ignore our text messages. Some people do, but most of us don't. You get a text message, and every time I'm like, oh yeah, okay, cool. And so then here's what I do. I'm like, okay, three people. What have I been thinking about lately? Oh, I know. So here were the people I actually reached out to. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people today. So I reached out to six people today. Here they were. I'll tell you who they were. I reached out to Eileen Sharon. If you watched Jillian Michaels' new program this week, it aired on Spike TV. It's a combination Shark Tank meets entrepreneurs who are launching their product. Did you see it? It was great. I have a few things I'd like to give them as feedback. I think it was called Sweat Inc. So the show is called Sweat Inc. and it's on Spike TV. Anyways, they featured a product this week called the Omniball. And I was like, oh, that is my friend's invention. That is Eileen Sharon's invention. She's one of these like brilliant fitness entrepreneurs. She's an inventor. She's like genius IQ level. And when I saw it, I thought, okay, I hope she's got great representation. So I sent her off a quick text message today and said, you know, it looks like things are really taking off. If you don't have an attorney who handles these kind of things, this guy's expensive, but he's the best. Here's a phone number. And you know what? She called him today. She was like, that's perfect. Perfect timing. It's so weird. I was just talking to my husband about our legal representation. Huge. Then I reached out to Christine Dwyer. You know Christine Dwyer, perhaps. She is one of the most successful leaders in the Beachbody organization, and reached out to her about help with outsourcing. I reached out to Nicole Walters. You know Nicole Walters. That's someone who I've been mentoring. She's launched her program on Periscope. She quit her job. 60 days later, she launched her own online academy, and in one day, created over six figures and is helping others to do the same. Nicole, I just sent off a, hey, I think you're awesome. And by the way, you've got a really cute butt. I hope you're doing great. I hope you're taking some time off. Then I sent a text message to Kim Garst and I said, hey, how's your Periscope course going? Have you thought about doing Facebook ads and webinars? And Kim said, yeah, I'm already doing those, but thank you so much. Here's how it's going. And I said, here's a company that we've been using for our webinars. Check them out. So that was my contact to Kim. My thought was, okay, how can I help her? I wonder if she's already taken it to webinars. Then I reached out to Lewis Howes and said, hey, I know your book is launching. Let's do something on Periscope so I can help you promote it. Then I reached out to Roger Love and I said, Roger, I know you're planning on doing this huge, huge talent contest on Periscope. Roger Love is one of the most prolific vocal coaches you've ever, name anyone, the Beach Boys, Michael Jackson, Gwen Stefani, Eminem, Selena Gomez, name somebody. And he's worked with them, including the cast of Glee. And what he has figured out, as most everybody else has, is ain't nobody who wins The Voice or American Idol ever making it after those first couple of seasons. Where are people being discovered? Social media. And so I knew that he was launching this huge campaign to create a talent search on Periscope. And I said, hey, if you go live, let me know so I can share the broadcast. And that's what we did tonight. And he's like, that's perfect. I'm going to be broadcasting tonight for my very first time. So I said, do a couple of tests because it never works out that great. Let me jump on the phone with you. Let me give you a few quick tips. Then let me share it for you. Now, that was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. My text message from If This Then That sends me a text message every day at 10 a.m. to think of three people who I can help. Today, quickly, six people came to mind. Sending off those six text messages took me no less than 10 minutes. Responding back and forth, I kind of did that a little bit all day, but just a few minutes here and a few minutes there. My point is, this is the best thing you can do in business. Every day, if you're not figuring out how to help others, you don't get it. Now, how to get ahead of others. Now, how others have to serve you. Now, who you can reach out to see if they can help you or do something for you. If you don't understand that every day you need to wake up and serve and help and be grateful and be thankful, good luck. And you do it without expectation. You do it without expectation of favor in return because you might not get it. In fact, 98% of the time you won't get it. And those are the people who are bitter and won't give it. The people who think, oh, no one ever helps me out. No one ever, I better hide my answers. I better spend all day trying to get ahead of everybody else. You just don't get it. You just don't get it. You have to serve others. It's hard to do. No, it takes 10 minutes. Set a reminder on your phone. That was my 10-minute business tip for you today. You ready? Do it. Download the app, If This Then That. Yes, it's a pretty robust, exciting, creative tool for you to have. All I want you to do is to set it up to send you a daily text message at whatever time is most convenient for you to think about three people who you can reach out to and offer your kindness, your support, a suggestion, or some way, somehow you can help. I hope you found that useful. There's 10 trillion ways to use that app. It's almost overwhelming. That's why I want to give you a specific recipe so that you can go in and not even have to be creative. You could just set the date, the time, and when you set the that, you want to select SMS, which stands for I don't know what, but it means send me a text message. Then you'll enter your phone number, you'll confirm it, and every day you'll get the same text message. It's pretty dope, if I do say so myself. Thanks so much for being here. If you enjoyed this, I'm going to start doing more 10-minute business tip because Kristen said I need to, and she's my boss. Like, legit. The app is called If This Then That. It's ifttt.com. All right, I have to go. Gotta go. Promise you would be short. I need to keep my promise. Thanks again, guys. Mwah. Love ya. Bye-bye.
This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to ShaleenJohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address, and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video, where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to ShaleenJohnson.com/confidence tips.